Penzo, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Let's open up the club. Come on. Come on in. Come on. No pushing. All ages show. Look who's here. Samantha Fisher from Play Forward.
St. Raymond.
Right. You know what? I this is going to take me a while.
It's like a stage name.
I don't know anybody that, without marriage, changed their name.
Sure. Rub it in. That, what? I can't. Nobody's going to marry me?
No, that's not true. I knew a guy in high school, Nick Hitler. And had a really tough time growing up.
Not true.
And he went through legal channels and changed it to Dave. So, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Nick Dave. I don't even remember the last time you were here.
I think it's been about 3 weeks.
It's been a while. You've been gallivanting around.
Gallivanting is right.
I'm glad you're back from Florida. If you stayed any longer, you'd look like a wallet. A very attractive very attractive wallet.
That's the third time you make comments on my skin. Touch my leg and tell me how smooth
my skin
is.
I'm a married man. I can't do that. And I'm on blood pressure medicine. So, but you're back. And let me say, Mr. Bozzelli, in your absence, did a fine job.
I knew he would. What a great guy.
Turned us on to some great music, brought us up to speed on Play It Forward. So why don't you do the same? Tell us what's going on with the organization.
Lots are going on with the organization.
You don't even know. You're like, I haven't even
I have no idea what's been going on. Nobody's told me anything.
Kids need horns. Thank you. Goodbye.
We just gave a xylophone to a kid the other day, and he needed it to be included in the band concert in January at his school.
Yeah.
And I met with him and his mom, and what a lovely young man, Isaac. And he looked at me when I gave it to him. I'm like, is this what you needed? And he goes, oh, my gosh, yes. And he looked at me, and he goes, I've been laying in bed praying at night that I would get this instrument. And it just really broke my heart. It just got to me. And that's why I love this program when it works like that. Because his innocence of, I've been laying in my bed praying for this. It's the only piece he needed to be included into the band.
And you instilled some faith in this guy. This is going to come in handy later in his life.
Yeah. And I just think that, you know, he's praying. He's asking for something. He's just a little kid. What does he know about the world? Budget, money. He just knows his mother couldn't provide it. And we show up and we give it to him with a case and the mallets and the extra sticks. And it was purple. And he goes to a school where the school colors are purple. We didn't plan that.
Yeah.
And it made it extra special.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Now, what about the kid that's been praying for a tuba for like 4 months? Have we gotten a tuba yet? We've been asking.
Have not been answered. Somebody's
got to have a tuba.
Somebody's got
somewhere.
A tuba. I know they do. And it's going to be placed for a long time in that school.
Playforward.stl.org. So our buddy Devin is playing Saturday. Did you know that?
I thought it was Friday.
Is it Friday? I know it's this weekend at Bottleneck Blues Bar.
Yeah, I think it's Friday night because it's part of his Friday night series. Yeah, are you going?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I don't get to go anywhere.
Because you have a wife and kids?
Yeah, that's it.
Devin Allman's playing, real excited about the show. Are you going? No.
Doesn't mean I don't like him and can't support him musically.
He really is fantastic. I might go.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. Tony Campanella's opening up for him. I know that.
Is he? Another reason to go.
Another reason to really go.
What
yeah.
a monster player. Yeah, I was going to hit him up and say, how about getting old brother in there? We're playing the 21st, by the way, at 61 Roadhouse. But it's a blues series, and we're not a blues band. We don't have one blues song.
Just learn one and then go in there and go, you know, we can do this.
We're not a blues band. Although I'd like to play that room sometime. But enough about
you.
Me, as much as I hate to say that. All right, what else are you looking for? Do you know?
Just a tuba, really. A tuba would make me very happy right now.
Yeah, I would be able to realize the extent of my reach if I could score you a tuba.
Then you would
never question, like, do you know who you're dealing with? I found you a tuba, woman.
I never question it now, but that would be the icing on your cake.
Fundraising events coming up?
Baby Blues Showcase that we're always involved with. 14th annual this year. Great lineup, November 29th. All the raffle ticket items that we sell go to Play It Forward. So, but it's always a fun night. I love it there. And this just in from Andy Coco last night. And I'm going to pronounce this name wrong, and you're going to get me. So you ready?
Well, you're consistent.
And Alan Toussaint?
Toussaint, yeah.
Toussaint. Mm-hmm. Ah, close enough. So his passing has affected everyone in the music community.
Great play.
And, yeah, December 11th at the Old Rock House, there, some local musicians are putting together a tribute to Alan. And some of the benefit is going to go to his organization in New Orleans that he helps the homeless and feeds them and such. And then the other half is going to benefit Play It Forward here in St. Louis.
Awesome.
So, yeah, more details on that, but that is coming together. I just heard that last night.
All right, we'll talk about that when we get closer. And, of course, Alan Toussaint out of the Big Easy, but really putting Cajun music on the map domestically outside of that area.
Yeah, I actually went to his website last night, and I was like, wow, boy, that's a big deal.
Something, to be sure. All right, any other Play It Forward housekeeping we have to do, or can we go stampeding right towards the music at hand?
Let's go straight to the music. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, one of my personal favorites, as you know, Bill Furness, and One More Round, has just completed his new album. And he did it at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
So the story behind this is these are gospel songs that apparently Johnny Cash wanted to record, but under his management at the time wouldn't let him do it. So
it's always management.
It's always
management. It's always management. Spoiling your fun.
So not, Mr. Furness took it upon himself and went to Sun Studios, did a little fundraiser before he went down there to come up with the money to record a new album, and it is going to be available on Saturday at the Bullpen Bar and Grill in New Athens, Illinois. It's 201 Kaskaskia. If you're a Johnny Cash fan, this kid is not to be missed.
All right, so what's the name of this one?
The name of the song?
Yeah.
Oh, I Was There When It Happened.
Can we hear it?
There are some people say they cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burden, and he gave me peace within.
Peace within.
Save. I want a glass of rot guts. Some water for my horses now.
A glass of whiskey now?
Yeah.
Bill Furness does a great Johnny Cash. You can check him out at jcashtribute.com. And again, this Saturday, showtime at 6, or doors open at 6, showtime at 7, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. And I like the name of this new album. It's 1 John 2:26. Do you know what that means when you look it up?
Yeah, that's the guy that goes to the football games and stands behind the goal line. No?
That's John 3:16.
Different album?
Okay. I guess.
Eh, my bad. So our buddy, let me mention something. I went to Terry Crouppen's birthday party last Friday.
Okay.
Intimate affair.
Oh.
But Dr. Gervais played.
Really?
There were like 80 people. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Boy, talk about up close and personal with Frankie. Did you speak with Frankie?
Oh, of course. Talked to Frankie and Paul for quite a while. And the boys are going to be in here soon because they got a concert coming up very soon, their anniversary show. And Polly turned me on to a track, and I hope it's okay to even be talking about this. I didn't ask, but they told me, and I'm the freaking media, so, you know, shame on you. But he played me a track of something they're working on right now, Frankie and Nathan from Hungarians.
Yep, Ethan.
Ethan
Jones.
This is close friends, call him Nathan. It's country, and I'm not a big country fan, but it is, I could easily hear it being on one of the country stations. I mean, it is a great song. So.
Is this off Ethan's new album that's coming out?
I think they're doing it together, yeah.
Yeah. I've actually heard the new album, and you're going to be blown away. That kid is a songwriter.
It's so good. He may go back to Ethan after the success of this.
He might.
Or Aiden.
And speaking of their 20th anniversary, I just asked them if they would include Play It Forward into their show.
And of course you did.
I did. I really did.
Nice, you're finally coming out of your shell.
Because what a great way to tie in Play It Forward with 20 years of Dr. Chevegas. So I'm waiting for them to get back to me. So maybe you can mention it when they're here.
Yes, dear. I'll make a phone call.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we can get one more in. What do you got?
New to the club, Greg Puckett. This is a fun song. Greg lives in Edwardsville, Illinois, and I got turned on to him by a friend of mine, so just kind of pulling a favor here. He doesn't have any shows to announce at this current time. He's working on his website, working on getting some new shows.
Does he have a tuba?
No.
Laying around?
I don't think so. Greg, do you have a tuba? That would get you on the show again. So, but in the meantime, this is a fun song called Me and My Truck. It's off his album, A Certain Man, that was just released. You can check it out on CD Baby. You can find Greg on Facebook. And Greg is a truck driver on his other job. And this is a song about him being a truck driver.
There you go. Well, Slammy Sammy Sound. I need a vacation.
Okay.
That's what needs to happen. Welcome back. Play it forward, STL.org. For more information, my God, find a tuba for us, would you please? And off the text line, welcome back, Surfing Sammy, riding the waves of music. What do you think of that?
Sammy St. Raymond.
I see T-shirts and bumper stickers. All right, this is Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. Greg Puckett. Sorry, I have a cold. We go out of the music club with Greg Puckett before traffic.
Yeah, me and my truck, we've been around great big cities. Little old towns, down country roads and interstates, from California to Rhode Island plains. Me and my truck, we like to fly, keep it wide open till the day we die. I wonder who's gonna go first, me or my truck. I remember the night we got caught for speed. Doing 95 and I was needing to slow down on Joe. I'd had one too many cups.
Too many cups.
Yeah, me and my truck took lots of trips together. Seen sunny days and stormy weather for 35 years. You think we had enough?
Had enough.
Yeah, me and my truck.
Good stuff on the Music Club for today. Absolutely. And reach out to Slam and Sammy and Play It Forward. Obviously, if you've got the instruments, you would like to make a donation to Play It Forward. But also, if you've got a band or know of a band and we can feature them on the show, we'd like to do that also. That's what this is about. 140, let's go out to the roadways. Ed Smarin with...